Take it to what?
Take to the thrashing machine.
I see. Do you have any
idea? They call it thrasher.
Right. Do you have any idea about how much wheat would be considered a good yield?
No.
Of
so many bushels an acre.
Yeah. All right.
Of course, the yields wouldn't have been very high in this country because it's not a wheat country.
Let me ask you a few other expressions of forms that you might use using pronouns. Say if we had to do something together, not just one of us had to do it, but...
In other words, we do... No, I don't know.
Something that we had to do together.
That you and I had to do something together?
You'd say, well... Not just one of us has to do that, but...
Well, both of us will have to do that.
Or, say if the two of us were going somewhere together. Again, just using pronouns, you might say, well, and...
George and I are going to town.
Or if it's me, you would just say, and...
For me, you and I are going to town.
Or what about if... say you and another man are going to town.
George and I are going to town to buy our groceries or something like that.
Or how would you say it if you didn't necessarily have to use his first name? You could just say that if I already knew him and he was in the room, you could just point to him and say that, and...
I don't think I get exactly what you mean.
Well, just using a pronoun like I, you, he, him, her, something like that. You just say that and are going to town.
Well, you said that man and I are going to town.
Or maybe,
of course, that wouldn't be a very friendly expression.
What about just he and I are going to town?
Well, yes, you say that.
Or what about if you came up to somebody's house and knocked on the door and the people inside asked, well, who is it? And you know that they would recognize the sound of your voice. So instead of using your name, you might say, oh, no, it's just...
Well, you say it's not using my name. Well, I said, if I knocked on the door and they asked who it is, I'd tell them who it was. And I wouldn't say it's I, but I'd say I'd give my name.
Would you say it's I or it's me? If you wanted to say it that way.
Proper expression, I guess it'd be me.
That comes naturally.
That comes naturally.
Mm-hmm. Me too. I can't bring
myself to say it. But I think maybe you should say it's I, but then I'd say, well, you know who it is, it's me.
Yeah, right.
That would be a local expression.
Right. Well, what about if a man came to the door and you recognized the sound of his voice and you were inside? And you might say, after he knocked on the door, let him in, it's just...
It's old George, let him in, that's all right, okay.
Or again, maybe using a pronoun, would you say, would it be more natural for you to say it's him, or it's he, or what? That's just him, or...
Yeah, well, that's just old, well, of course, naturally, we'd say just old Joe, I wouldn't say it's him.
What would you say? Say, is he?
I guess so.
But what about, say, comparing how tall you are? You might say, well, he's not as tall as...
Not as tall as I am.
Or the other way around, you might say, well, I'm not as...
Tall as he is.
Or comparing how well you can do something, you might say, well, he can do it better than...
Rather than I.
What if a man had run for 2 miles, and after 2 miles he just had to stop? You might say, well, 2 miles is the that he could go.